14-13, Eastern New Mexico over Texas A&M Commerce. Fourth down and four. And now we get to see Taylor Cannon trying to punt it into that fierce wind coming out of the south.
Michael Cunningham, number 36, back to punt for Eastern New Mexico. Taylor four.
You say Cunningham. I think that's Cannon. Yeah, that's 39 Cannon. That's punting this one. See if he's got a cannon of a leg. He does. He's got a 43-yard average on the season. Lions block the punt at the 30. It's up in the air at the 10. Lions hitting it around. It's around by Wingfield in the end zone. Lions get a touchdown. Another touchdown. Texas A&M Commerce. Hear him roar. ODT. We just don't know who got it. Wingfield again. No, that's Craig. Courtney Craig got the TD as yet again A&M Commerce scores on the most unconventional fashion.
I'll tell you what, that block almost looked like a punt in the wrong direction. He blocked that ball and it shot about 20 feet in the air, about 10 yards behind him, but it was in the air forever. Aaron Wingfield was back there looking for the ball and couldn't find it. It was so high up, but they just banged that ball around all the way back to the end zone and just jumped on it.
O'Neill comes up, splits the uprights, and A&M Commerce gets the momentum shift it needs. They lead 20-14 over Eastern New Mexico, 8:57 of this second quarter on your station, 88.9 KETR. Texas A&M Commerce, Courtney Craig, a 6'190 sophomore from nearby Dallas, recovers the block punt in the end zone for the touchdown. And we're still trying to see who blocked that one. And the Lions have a stat that we'll get to in a second of the most unusual fashions, scoring when they're not on offense. Jackson up to the 10, takes a left turn, 15, and popped and brought down. Darryl Crummy, the play, at the 16-yard line for Texas A&M Commerce.
Yeah, I've said this before. The Lions look different. I don't know. It's tough to come out. We mentioned this earlier off the air that it's kind of amazing to see that the team struggling so much at 0-8, and they're still in it. You know what I mean? They haven't punched it in. They haven't quit. They're still fighting, but it's so good to see this energy level, this enthusiasm. The playmaking that's going on tonight has just been great, but it's something that it kind of frustrates you more because you wonder, we knew they could do this. Where's it been?
Texas A&M Commerce on defense now. Eastern New Mexico, first and 10 from its 18-yard line. Wood, lots of time. Then the pocket collapses, throws it left, and a big stick made. Joel Wren getting in on the action, hitting Darian Dale over there. Second down and 10 to the 18. Alan Beatty had some good pressure there. And after all that, a holding they snuck in on us. Robert Dalton, the referee.
Exciting game.
Most definitely. Looking over some old notes. That is the sixth time this season A&M Commerce has scored not on the offensive side, either from the defense or the special teams this season. And that is a very good stat.
Yeah, that's amazing.
First down and 19, back at their own 9-yard line.
I'll tell you what, this is what we've known this defense can do. When you get a little bit of a running game going and keep the pressure off of them when they're not on the field all day, this is what they can do.
Westwood backtracking in his own end zone. Gets popped and a safety. Lions coming quick. Bryn Roy hooting and hollering. Tevin Moore as well for Texas A&M Commerce. A sack in the end zone. Lions getting the lead now. 22-14.
I'll tell you what, Tevin Moore just shoved we're watching the replay right now. The ball, what yard line was that ball on? The five?
The nine.
The nine. The center fell backwards into the end zone. Tevin Moore pushed the center back 9 yards, pushed him down, and then tackled Westwood for that sack. Unbelievable play by Tevin Moore.
It sounds like so much hyperbole now, but if you've paid attention to our broadcast this season, you know it's not. I really think in a couple of years we're talking about Tevin Moore being one of the best defensive linemen in the nation with the way from day one, since he's been here out of the Duncanville hallways, he has been a great force on that interior front.
I remember the first time I remember noticing he was a little something was that game last year where he intercepted the ball about the 20 and outran the running back for the end zone. Remember that? Just an incredible play there. He tipped ball, jumped up, caught it, and took off running with it. But just shows the
speed. That was against ECU last year.
Yes, just shows the speed that he's got at a big old guy like that. And it's in a 3-4 defense. You don't see a whole lot of pressure and plays made from the defensive ends on a 3-4. They're more of kind of a, you know, just plug up the holes and let the linebackers make the play. But he is a playmaker.
The kick coming down now to the 34-yard line. Taylor Ford taking it off the free kick to the 40, moving up 45 to the 50, and then rolls out of bounds inside Eastern New Mexico territory. Taylor Cannon actually finished what he started there, the punter bringing him down. 8 minutes and 5 seconds before intermission in a wild first half of action. A&M Commerce has covered up its errors for the missed extra point earlier, and they got one bonus one. They lead 22-14.
And Lions defense are tied with the offensive scoring of the Greyhounds right now, if you can believe that. An offense like Eastern New Mexico has, the Lions defense is tied 14-14 with them.
Yeah, and I wonder what would happen if the Lions didn't have those two miscues giving Eastern New Mexico those TDs in a way. Harp looking over the middle, caught at the 30, 25. Here's Jones at the 20. Adam Jones at the 10. Sideline the 5 and bumped out of bounds. Eastern New Mexico's Lloyd Black hits him out. Lions are cooking here. They say he stepped out at the 7. A 42-yard throw and catch.
Hey, great job by Dorian Arthur now running downfield right in front of Adam Jones, getting a couple of key blocks and keeping a man off of him. Got him a good 10 to 15 extra yards with that blocking there.
Adam Jones getting the big catch. That is his longest of the season. 25 grabs, 275 yards on the season coming in. He only had two catches against Abilene Christian last week. First and goal at the Eastern 7. Hand, left side crummy. He's not touched. Walks the dog into the end zone. Touchdown, Texas A&M Commerce. Hear him roar, old E.T. Lions trying to run away from this one.
Well, you know things are going right when your 6'4", 350-pound offensive lineman, Ray Argueta, chest bumps Daryl Crummy in the end zone. Daryl Crummy's 5'8", 175. That was one of the funnier-looking chest bumps I've seen in a long time. Difference of about 220 pounds.
I love that sound of the band playing down to a hush. Cue that fight song now as O'Neal splits them again. Texas A&M Commerce leads Eastern New Mexico 29-14, 7:39 of the second quarter. Back from Memorial Stadium in Commerce here on your station, KETR. Lions have tacked on a touchdown, a safety, and another touchdown the last 1 minute plus as Jackson is spun out of bounds here on the near sideline by Marcus Graham. I think I saw him earlier filling up water bottles and taping ankles.
Driving people to the game.
He's in charge of the post-game meal, too.
Yeah, I actually forgot that safety when I made that point.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
The defense and special teams for the Lions have actually outscored Eastern New Mexico's offense 16-14. Unbelievable. They two touchdowns and a safety compared to just two touchdowns for the Hounds.
How about this A&M Commerce scoring barrage? They lead 29-14. Hand of Valenzuela runs into his guard and then push back. Mark Pena, the left guard, could not hold his block, and Matt Claggett makes that tackle. Goes down for a loss of 3. Now second down to 13 at the 21. A&M Commerce leads 29-14. Lions have scored 16 unanswered points in the last 3 minutes and 56 seconds of regulation. They got the Craig touchdown off a block punt. They got the Moore safety, and now Crummy gets that touchdown run of 7 yards. Back to pass, Wood looking to air it out. Second and 13. Puts it back in the holster. Runs the left of 35. Chased by Whitfield. Good. What a play by Corey Whitfield. Stringing him out and pushing him out of bounds. That is a professional football play there from number 5.
Yeah, Corey just ran from the middle of the field, and Wes Wood was outside the hash, and somehow he caught him 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. The speed by Corey Whitfield on that play was unbelievable.
Whitfield, before his devastating injury last year, he was getting scouted by a few NFL teams. And I don't think that changes much in this era of modern science that we could be seeing him on Sundays for plays like that. At least getting a chance to make a roster. Third and 13, the 21. Screen out in the flat to Valenzuela on the sideline, the 20, 25, the 30. Lions do a good job on the defense at the 31-yard line. Gain of 10, but they needed 13. So Jake Williams led the cavalry there.
Well, if any of those NFL scouts have any questions about Corey's knee, just watch that last play.
Watch the Kingsville play, the interception.
Yes. Yeah.
It was amazing.
But the speed, I mean, it was just shocking on that last play. I can't explain how fast he was getting to that sideline and cutting off wood. Unbelievable.
Now another punt opportunity. Taylor Fuller here. Lions should get pretty good field position here in punting against the wind. Lions almost get this one. But Cannon, they did get it partially. Rolls up on the run for the 50. 45, 40. Taylor the 30. He's got some lead in front of the 20, the 10. And then he stumbles down at the 5-yard line. Taylor Fuller ran out of gas, and then he got bumped a bit too. He got a 45-yard punt return. His career long at Old E.T. And the Lions are cooking here in the first half.
Well, poor Taylor. He had four or five blockers in front of him and only a couple of guys out there for the Greyhounds to get him. And it's one of those things where his body got going a little too quick for his feet, and that goal line couldn't get there soon enough, and his strides got just a little too big, and he was leaning too far forward and falls down here at the 5-yard line. But my goodness, what a run back there by Taylor Four, and the Lions are in total control of this game.
I'm going to miss all these guys, but that number four, four, one of the ones that's just going to be weird calling games next year without him. And this one, too, is Marcus Graham. Moses is way inside the five, setting up a second goal at the four. Well, in case you went anywhere the last 3 minutes or so of regulation, usually I say, yeah, you didn't miss much, but in this case you did, as when A&M Commerce was trailing 14-13 at the 11:04 mark, Courtney Craig got a touchdown after a blocked punt. Tevin Moore got a safety. Then Daryl Crummy got a 7-yard touchdown run on a 2-play drive. J.J. Harp wrestling the troops up. A second, a goal at the four. Under the 5-minute mark. Hitch left. Rawlings turns inside. Pulls forward towards the end zone. He's stopped. Just short at the 1-yard line. Tyler Rawlings looking to get his team best fifth touchdown of the season. But Black and Woods said uh-uh. They stymied him at the goal line there.
I'll tell you what, this is it's third and goal from the inside the one. They're about the half-yard line, and there is no way the Lions should go for a field goal if they don't get on this play here. They've been in total control of this game. If you can get a touchdown and go up 36-14 going into halftime, that may be too big for them to come back from, and it'll just get their heads down.
And it's been all at the point of attack. Case in point, here is Marcus Graham, leaps into the end zone. Touchdown, Texas A&M Commerce. Hear him roar, Old E.T. Marcus Graham gets in the scorebook. That's his fourth touchdown of the season. The rout is on, 35-14.
I love this game for Marcus Graham. He's been one of my favorite Lions for the last two or three years. And last home game, he's such a good kid and so good to see it all paying off for him here. Been such a tough year for him.
Character counts, huh? The kick is up. It's good by the true freshman O'Neal. And the Lions lead 36-14. 4:03, second quarter. Back in a moment here on your station, KETR.